The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to discuss the environmentalists today. Environmentalism, it is a worship, it is a religion. It's a worship of Mother Earth. I generally don't find much interest personally in the World Economic Forum. But this year is different. This year there was a major push by the attendees at the World Economic Forum, a all-out assault to take over the world. They know they have no time. They know that they have to do it now. They can't wait. And they have an apparatus of control, an apparatus of deception, environmentalism. We have to protect the water, the air, the earth, Mars, Pluto, the universe. This was out of real clear markets. And this all ties into the World Economic Forum. I hate to say it, but the environmental movement really had its beginning decades and decades ago, half a century ago, a century ago. And it was a way in which the oligarchs around 1901, right at the turn of the century, it would be a mechanism by these very powerful, wealthy families, these dynasties. It would be a way where they could control things, and their way in which they would do it is to protect the environment. You destroy the environment, then you come back and you say, you know, we need to protect the environment. After they're done destroying it, there is a term called natural asset companies. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. I'm going to talk about it today. Natural asset companies. And this was out of RealClearMarkets.com. Anyone who tracks the efforts of the environmentalists, track their policies, realize they have an ulterior motive. Their policy preferences also do not consider how using the land improves the land for man and wildlife. So they want to protect the land, but they don't use the land really to benefit mankind or to benefit the little critters. Instead, many environmentalists advocate for policies at the expense of farmers, miners, and others who create usable, tangible societal benefits from the land. With the train derailments, the federal government and the agencies, police, law enforcement, they don't talk about and they won't admit that many of these derailments of tankers, tank cars, chemical cars, are environmentalists. Extreme environmentalists. We have too many extremists. These people have ways to put wedges on the tracks to derail the trains. And most likely, there have been reports, people reporting that the law enforcement agencies are very aware, well aware, that these individuals, they know what they're doing, they can track them, and it actually benefits the government. Because the government, our government as we understand our government, and the environmentalists are really working in tandem to cause changes in the laws in the society. Going back to the article, what are the environmentalists really after? What are they really after? Well, when they're working hand in hand with the government, policy change. We'll be back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
So the World Economic Forum and the Securities Exchange Commission and the New York Stock Exchange, the Natural Asset Company, NAC, the Bank of International Settlements, and Central Bank Digital Credits, public-private partnerships. Doesn't sound like a good thing. It's not. They all work together. One objective. They're part of the New World Order or the One World Government, the Western World Government. It will not be an international. They are attempting to be an international ruling body. They won't be. They will be a Western nations ruling body. And they will succeed to a great degree. There isn't anything we can do about it. We are to expose it, talk about it, and then once people have the knowledge of the truth, they can make decisions on the direction they're going to go in their personal lives. But at least they know the truth. Okay. So, the according to Real Clear Markets, the Securities Exchange Commission, the answer to this problem is power and money. It turns out that the Securities and Exchange Commission and the New York Stock Exchange are quietly working on a rule that may prove this ulterior motive. Now, don't forget, keep the word environmentalist, the thought of environmentalists. Keep that in your thinking. Because to bring this about, to be successful in this plan that I'm going to present, you have to have environmentalists. These environmentalists, it was a Nelson and David Rockefeller strategy going back to the 30s. It was in Nazi Germany. Environmentalism, a green movement, goes way back to late 1800s in Europe. On September 29th, 2023, the Securities and Exchange Commission, at the request of the New York Stock Exchange, proposed a rule that would create an entirely new type of company called a natural asset company, NAC. The NACs, according to the proposed rule, the natural asset company holds the right to ecological performance. These companies would be given license to control lands, both public and private, would be required not to conduct any unsustainable activities such as mining that lead to the degradation of the ecosystems. In effect, this means that these companies would somehow seek to profit off the lands without using the land. They can profit off the land without using it. Whatever they do, it must be sustainable. So how might a company make control of land profitable while also not using the land? So it's kind of like, I smoked dope, but I didn't inhale. So how do you smoke dope if you don't inhale? How do you take control of the land or make control of the land profitable while not using the land? The method is confusing, perhaps intentionally. They profit from ecological performance, such as conservation, restoration, or sustainable management. That's pretty confusing. These NACs would qualify and monetize these natural outputs. Natural outputs such as air or water. The best comparison would be using the air we breathe as a cryptocurrency as of sorts. And these natural assets that collectively belong to all of us would now belong to corporations run by what many would call environmental special interests. The people in the religion of environmentalism, one of the non-important aspects of creation is people. To environmentalists, a fish is more important than a human being. The snail is more important than humans. It is worship. It is the most deceptive worship, but nevertheless a religion that is more, in a sense, almost as, if you bring in Christianity, Islam, and all of the religions of the world, environmentalism would be almost probably the top religion. And it's spreading. Greta, all these little mushheads are now, almost all of them have been brainwashed into the religion of environmentalism. This is why climate change is so powerful. So, another feature of these new companies is that the land belonging to sovereign nations and private landowners alike can be subject to the control of NACs. Again, the natural asset company. Sovereign nations such as the United States government can provide their lands to private investors, including those outside of the United States. China, for example, may be able to invest in a NAC and effectively be a stakeholder in our national parks. Russia could assume control of lands currently leased to produce oil and place them off limits for future natural resource development. So these natural asset companies, to let you know how far along this has gone and what has been happening as we watch things unfold internationally, the Biden administration has already suggested that it would cede this power to the NACs, natural asset companies. This has already been done. He's already suggested that he would cede this power to the natural asset corporations or companies. The Office of Science and Technology Policy has also created a method to track the values of nature and place those so-called natural assets into the federal balance sheet. So, in the federal balance sheet, you have these values of nature. How much, what is the value of the air that you breathe? What about the sunlight hitting the Earth's surface? What about the wind? So they're using everything in the environment naturally, provided free of charge by God for every man, woman, and child. Now they're going to track these values of nature and place those so-called natural assets into the federal balance sheet. It described this effort as the transition we need for sustainable growth and development, a stable climate, and a healthy planet. Environmentalism, the environmentalists, those that have been deceived. I mean, back in the 60s, when this matter of Mother Earth and the love for Mother Earth, and I remember friends that were into nature, and I realized back then, not really thinking about it in the terms that I see it now, it was a religion. It was a worship of the earth. The Bureau of Land Management and the United States Fish and Wildlife Service are also taking similar steps to facilitate the enrollment of our federal lands into the NACS. Isn't that something? The National Asset, Natural Asset Companies. Everything natural is an asset. Private landowners would possibly even involuntarily also be ceding their control of land to the NACS, Natural Asset Companies, who would in turn require them to use the land in a sustainable way. So if you own a farm, if you own a property in the mountains, you're going to probably be ruled, controlled by these laws. These natural asset companies would prevent the productive use of the land, which would hurt the landowners financially, but also reduce the supply of minerals, food, and other goods that come from the land. Even the traditional methods of regulatory oversight have to change to make the natural asset companies possible. So this is they have this all figured out. This is part of the Rockefellers' environmental strategies going back to the 30s, the 40s, the 50s that really took effect into the 60s when this family and presently still the foundations support the environmentalists and all of these institutions or these like the Bank of International Settlements, all of these agencies created basically by this family. They had a hand in the Bank of International Settlement didn't just poof one day come into being. No, it was a strategy, and the Rockefeller family were involved in it with the matter of the private, public-private partnerships. They were also involved in the central bank digital currencies, the credits. They have been involved. So in all the Federal Reserve, this family has been involved in everything that basically we talk about on a daily. They have been involved in the creation of the web of a web that you can't get out of. It is a web that keeps you in one way or another. You go from one strand of the web just to another strand. You never get out. You can't get out. It's impossible. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen, to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
Holy flypaper!
Join me, J.D. Plorable, for Swamp Fight, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
A multi-armed Shiva, a multi-headed Hydra. And all of these out of the World Economic Forum, you know, this began in the 70s, early like 1971, with Klaus Schwab. He was a Henry Kissinger via, or a Rockefeller creation via Henry Kissinger. I don't know how to phrase it, as you look at American history, especially starting from the 1860s, there is a thread, there are two railroad tracks. The natural path that we, American people, we see. But then there is also an alternative, a second track. It is a spiritual track. One is the natural, the development of the country, the wars, etc. The other is the way in which this country came into, not only into being, but how from the 1500s, 1600s, when people started jumping the ocean, there was a spiritual hand. Yes, the hand of God. But at the same time, there was also another force involved in the building of this country. There was the Christian people, the people with conscience that wrote the Constitution, that passed laws to protect the people of a new land. There was another group who were already working to have a religious, a second religious system. We can only refer to as the people in the occult, in secret societies. The good people jump from Europe, and the occult forces jump from Europe too. One of the families in the occult that was on the Mayflower would be the Collins family. These people were God haters. They were working for another employer that we would call the devil. Remember the young boy that killed the people at the Aurora Theater, Robert James Holmes? Well, his father, Robert, they came over, that lineage came over on the Mayflower. And so you have people that built this country that were involved in these secret societies, and really things took off about 1850. And then after the Civil War, when the railroad crossed, was put in place across the country, and the people that built this country were the Christians. Initially built the universities. They were very involved. But eventually, what they would create would end up in the hands of the other kingdom, the devil worshipers. People in the secret societies. We can't get away from it. And we evidently now, or it's evident more so now than even 50 years ago, how powerful these secret societies, how powerful they are. And in the Supreme Court, for example, Jesuits, in presidents, in the Skull and Bones, Illuminati members, Freemasons. Barack Obama's a Freemason. These people rule the country, and they have a right to rule the country, and they will continue to rule the country. And they are very brilliant. They know how to put these, like this article I'm reading from, they know how to put these agencies, or these, like the Bank of International Settlements, how they can all these agencies work together to control the people of this country, and not just the people, but to control the wealth in the dirt, in the land, under the surface, oil. Now, with this natural asset company, you're going to hear more about this in the future. This is just, we don't hear these things. We don't talk about them. We're not aware of them because there's so much news that we're trying to stay on top of. But we still have to realize that all of these agencies, in one way or the other, are tied into the environmental movement. World Economic Forum is in the control of the environmental movement. The government is in control of this type of thinking. And this thinking didn't just happen. It was a creation created by, and the Rockefeller family, they knew John and Nelson, and then David, they all knew by following history into Germany back into the 1800s that this religion is a very powerful religion. You can control the whole earth through this religion. And this religion is now involved or is a big part of the control of the world in every nation. The matter of the global warming. And this is what they push. It is a religion. It is a powerful spirit. It's a spirit. Very powerful. And it is going to be the spirit that basically will be used to for the great die-off that we are now witnessing. We'll be back. I'll be back.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Okay. I'm going to continue with this article, and then I'll have more comments. But these agencies didn't come about accidentally. This was a strategy, a very brilliant strategy, to tie up everything internationally. And the way the cohesive... ingredient, if you want to put it that way, is environmentalism. Everybody loves a planet. Everybody loves little Fifi. and Little Bandit. They all like, you know, little critters. And this tugs at the heart of people, the critters, the creatures. They always, the strategy of these people is to go for the emotion. They direct everything. A good salesperson will target a person's emotion, always targeting the emotion, not the reasoning, but the emotion. Joe Biden, this man has been trained to target the emotion, the same with Barry Satoro. Not the mind. Trump, the difference between Trump, Barry, Joe, Junior and Senior Bush, Bill, is Trump targets the reasoning abilities of people, looking at the facts, and he does target to a great degree also the emotion, but with some substance, with the truth. These people are brilliant, and this didn't come about accidentally. This came about through psychological programs and study of humans and what it is that will capture and how you can deceive people. These people are masters of deceit. Every time when Blinken and all these people in the cabinet, doesn't matter who, except for the Secretary of Defense, I don't think that he's come back from whatever it is he's had. I'm not even sure he's alive. I still think he might have died. But he's got some kind of flesh-eating virus, and he's in the hospital, and I haven't heard the latest. So they're very brilliant. They know what they're doing. Now, with this natural asset company, even their methods of regulatory oversight, it's going to be very hard for them change things. So what they're going to do is the traditional accounting standards that you would normally use are not going to be used to regulate these new or these natural asset companies. They're going to use a different strategy. They're going to use a new accounting framework. And this framework is going to be created by what they call the IEG, Intrinsic Exchange Group. And the New York Stock Exchange is an investor in the Intrinsic Exchange Group. This is how they're going to be able to come up with the value for the air that you breathe. And this also would stand to profit off of the IEG's position as an accounting authority because, well, anything coming out of the New York Stock Exchange has got to be, they must know what they're doing. The effort will be huge, a huge windfall for the federal government and the NAC and the NACs. The government would create an entirely new revenue stream that would solely benefit the Davos-type crowd that gives the current administration support. Both big government and radical environmentalists stand to benefit. The government and the environmentalists would both benefit. You see, the environmentalists, these aren't just a group of people that love the earth, that love nature, that want to protect the environment. No, this is big business. This is control. This is the environmentalists, for the most part, are behind, totally behind the culling, the genocide of the poor peoples of the world, the uneducated peoples of the world, the peoples of the world that are basically black, Indian, Chinese, Latin, because these people are basically, in their thinking, they are Nazis. Did I use the word basically? Okay, let's eliminate the word basic or basically. They are Nazis. This Rockefeller environmentalism came right out of the Green Movement in Nazi Germany back in the 30s. So that's what that's who the environmentalists are. And the environmentalists do not operate outside of, they operate with, in conjunction with, the United States government. Both the big government and radical environmentalists stand to benefit. These efforts intentionally prioritize environmentalism over human flourishing. It's the black and the white over human flourishing. They don't care about Fifi and Bandit or you or me or anybody except themselves.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that, too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
That's what these people are. They're backstabbers. They will always be backstabbers. So anyhow, I was just minding my own business, and I started looking into what happened at the World Economic Forum this year in Davos, and I noticed the pattern. They are all out. They are in an all-out, full steam ahead plan, move. They are going to, this year, attempt to change as much as they can. They're pulling out the stops. They're going to make quite a bit of headway this year. And this is part of it right here with all of these, like the natural asset company, and which is going to be, has a new accounting network called the Intrinsic Exchange Group. And the Intrinsic Exchange Group is determining how many carbon credits you're using by breathing, by eating. They're probably even going to find a way to monetize what you look at when you open your eyes in the morning. That's what they do. So, producing the essential goods and services and managing resources wisely is as valuable or perhaps even more valuable than the food production. So, they're even saying that what they're going to do as far as the goods and services and what they manage is even more valuable than food production. These gains are far from insignificant. The Intrinsic Exchange Group has stated that the NAC economy will be, listen to this, will be 4 times larger than today's entire economy. 4 times larger. You see, the United States, we need, as a country, need to find new sources of revenue. If they can't get into your 401k, if they can't tax you, you know, then they're going to, still, you're going to end up having to spend carbon credits for what you use. Handing over the reins of an economy larger than what we have ever known effectively hands over power that large as well, power and money. If this proposed rule is finalized, private investors who have neither America's best interests nor the public's economic well-being in mind would be handed both. They would control your land, profit from them, and at the same time, handing rights to America's greatest national treasures along with the air we breathe to wealthy special interests may seem like an extravagantly bizarre idea, but we are now less than 45 days until this could become our reality. And this was put out December 1st. So we're almost at that point of this coming to the point of this becoming a reality. We'll visit tomorrow, see what transpires overnight, and 1360khnc.com for the podcasts. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Let's have a visit tomorrow.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.